We're in the after show. We're talking today about how our young girls are in crisis, how we're raising a generation of daughters with no self-esteem. The Dove Campaign for Real Beauty launched a global study, found that only 2% of women around the world would describe themselves as beautiful. And that's what we're teaching our daughters. We're passing that message on to our daughters. Earlier in the show, we were talking about your young daughter who is 3 years old and obsessed with being beautiful.
Yeah.
And you wanted to say what?
My question to Dr. Robin is, Felicia Rashad talked about that mirror that to look at your inner beauty. But as a mother, I have failed to show my daughter that mirror. So what can I do when she comes out and says, I hate myself, I don't look beautiful?
Felicia also said that the beauty has to start from within.
Mm-hmm.
So to give your daughter that message that she is beautiful, you're going to have to first see that you are.
I got something to say.
Yes.
I kind of disagree with you.
Okay, good. So tell me.
And because my wife is very beautiful, and she said that she felt like that when she was younger. So I have a six-year-old daughter that she finds beauty in everyone. So I think she's felt, her beauty for years now. So if anyone, it would have been our six-year-old daughter that would have felt that way instead of my three-year-old daughter.
I hear you, except for I listened to what your wife said about herself.
I'm wondering,
did you hear what your wife said?
No, I heard her say when she was young she had it, and because we've even talked about it, and she said,
let me ask you, do you think you're beautiful?
Right now where I am in my life, yes.
And tell me what's beautiful about you.
I am professionally in a place where I help people. I give back to my church. I am helping my community.
Those are tasks.
Well,
I want to know what in your core do you celebrate every day that you wake up?
I'm raising children, which is a difficult task, and I think I am instilling in my children to be responsible and loving and caring, and we have a nurturing home. And so those...
You don't sound to me that you feel like you're beautiful. I heard your list. I hear what you're saying that you're doing and accomplishing.
Mm-hmm.
I also watched your daughter.
Mm-hmm.
Who is hating herself.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but you also didn't see my six-year-old daughter that is beautiful and
so this. You know what I love about this, Oprah, and this is great? Because what's happening is that we're getting into this, I'm going to protect my ego. And the reason I'm going to address this is because your child's life is on the line.
Mm-hmm.
Your child is in trouble. She is in danger. It is not happening outside of your home. It is happening in your home. It is not to blame you. But when I hear parents say, and this is now for everybody, because part of what I want to talk about on the after show is the question for all of us is, how have we injured our children? Not have we, how have we injured them? It's not a question about if we have, because we have. So to you, and this is not for you to answer right now, your response was, I disagree with you. We have a happy home. It would be our six-year-old. I got all that. What I'm saying is there's a three-year-old who you're getting ready to lose.
Mm-hmm.
And so we can either focus on what's happening and what has she picked up that's making her so focused.
Mm-hmm.
You know, magazines, and how have we not protected her spirit and her mind? Where did we fall short? And if you can't answer that, and all you can do is tell me what a great job you've done. And it's not just you. This is
yeah,
America.
You know, this is a classic thing that happens in families where, you know, in my generation, we call them the black sheep. And you're headed for having what we call a black sheep.
Mm-hmm.
You have a child, a three-year-old, who's saying to you, is throwing tantrums and saying, I hate you. Wait till that child turns 13 or 10. Or, you know what I'm saying? But I'm just, let me finish.
Okay.
And so... The mistake that a lot of people make that I've seen from interviewing over the years is they will say, but I did the same thing with my other children. And my other children are perfect. My other children don't have this as an issue. My other children are wonderful. We did the same thing. Every child needs something different. And you can do the same kind of parenting. The same kind of parenting doesn't work for every... If you have two children, you cannot parent them. Yes, I know. That's true. So at least it means what you were doing in the house for that one child. And then you all know this if you come from more than one person in your family. Your parents do the same thing, and they say, well, how come you acted this way and she right. acted that way? Isn't that true?
It is. That's true. And the other thing is what we
And everybody does that.
No,
right.
My point is exactly what you said. I mean, maybe we are doing something wrong, and if we could change it, we're all for it. But I am saying,
let's get rid of the maybe.
Can you answer his question? Why didn't it happen with the older kids?
Well, I want to really address that, because you don't know what your older child is feeling. This is mm-hmm. very, very important. Kids who don't open their mouths about how they're feeling, who say they're feeling great, who do really well, who excel, it does not mean, particularly in girls, that they are not struggling with other ways of self-hatred that you don't see.
Not at
so
all.
Just, I love that you're asking, because you're really going to help educate all of us that just because one child looks like
perfect.
They escaped,
yeah.
they didn't